RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And welcome to our South Florida High School show for a right in the middle of the week on a Wednesday for you. Larry Bluestein taking you up until just 7 o'clock this evening. We have a short show. But it's going to be a productive show. Andy Villamarzo in just a few minutes. Did you get him? Because he said he's ready. So just give him another call. Yeah, give him. He says he's ready. He's in Georgia at the dome. There they have Georgia playoffs. But anyway, as we are, we have just an hour with you this evening, and then we'll be back on Monday. Just to let you know, for 2 hours, and then our following week we'll have a best of the South Florida High School Sports Show on New Year's Eve. Trevor Harris and I will put that together for you in the next week, but thanks so much. We're going to start things off last weekend, starting on Wednesday of last week, 7 football games for state championships at FIU at Pitbull Stadium. Crowning 7 different champions, some exciting games, some not so exciting games. Somebody who's on the move, I mean, because I'll tell you what, he's been to Tennessee, he's been to Alabama, he's been here to Florida, and now he's in Georgia for their state championship games, and they have some pretty good state championship games going on. Yes. I know, I heard. We'll talk to Andy Villamarzo, and we are going to hook up with him now. Andy, thanks so much for taking the time from Rivals.com. Certainly, you're a busy man. You're in Georgia right now for their state championships. But let's take it back a week to Florida and an opportunity to crown 7 state champions here. What were your overall thoughts on the way things ran and some of the games? Obviously, we finished up with the 7A state championship game that was a memorable one. Vero Beach dominated pretty much the entire game. Lake Mary came back into the Hail Mary, Hail Lake Mary, as they call it, came back and won the damn game. And craziness. But what were your thoughts on the overall, the 7 state championship games here in Florida?
Well, Larry, thank you for having me. And I thought it was entertaining. I put out a tweet kind of, you know, about the attendance of the, 1A through 7A, and it was just over 21,000. And I kind of put out, like, it's kind of a shame, you know, a lot of people missed out because you missed out on some really good Florida high school football. I mean, 7A title game, obviously the Hail Mary heard around the world. And then you just go down the line. I mean, there was just so many competitive. The 4A state championship was a really good one. The 3A one, obviously, down to the wire, very much like the 7A. Just a lot of good games.
Yeah, and I mean, in getting to your attendance, I mean, you know, I look at it and I know we, you know, you and I talked about this, but there's a, you look at St. Thomas Aquinas playing on Thursday night. A lot of people, if you want, you could sit home and watch it. They've been there so many times. I know it's funny, you know, to say, wow, you know, why miss a state championship game? But St. Thomas was in their seventh consecutive state championship, and they've been to loads of them. Was there, you think there was a, like a complacency thing? Because certainly, even if it was played at the Villages or Orlando or Tampa or wherever, a game like that really wouldn't have brought any more people, probably a lot less, because of, you know, maybe, you know, you take a look at Lakeland and they probably would have traveled a little bit better on you know, being closer. But really, a game like that really wouldn't have brought many more. You look at the 3A state championship. Yeah, if it was played in Orlando, maybe Jacksonville Reigns would have brought a few more. But, you know, Northwestern people are kind of complacent as well. They won going away last year. They were predicted to win by 3-4 touchdowns this year. You know, I'm not defending the crowd, Andy, but I'm just saying that, you know, that's where we're at. I don't think wherever you play it in the state of Florida, it's going to be, you're going to have an abundance of people for any of the games. Obviously, Vero Beach playing for the first time in 44 years, they brought pretty much half the town. While yep. Lake Mary was here last year and didn't look very good, losing to Venice. So their attendance probably wasn't that great. Probably one of the most surprising attendances was the first night, and we discussed this yesterday, was Cardinal Mooney of Sarasota, which on a Wednesday evening, a private school that doesn't have a community, brought a lot of people. So, you know, we could sit here and look at the crowds, but I'll bet if they did some sort of measuring on how many people actually watched the game on the NHSA, whatever it was, network, whoever carried it, that they probably did quite well. I think the interest is there. A lot of people, especially with the economy, Christmas is next week, you know, and I don't have to tell you, you know, that the hotels in South Florida are not cheap. You know, there's probably a mix of things. I still think the interest in football in the state is pretty high.
Yeah, no, and you know what I was going to compare it to is it's like baseball. You know, people don't see a ton of baseball fans out, but Major League Baseball has put out their streaming numbers are through the roof. They're setting records. So, I mean, maybe in person people, you know, aren't showing out, but I actually was going to mention that. I'd love to see the NFHS numbers and, you know, how many people actually watched. And I'm sure they were really good, especially the last day. I mean, you know, me, you, and everybody else, we toughened out the conditions. I mean, it was pouring. It was a downpour. So,
yeah.
I mean, if you went to that last game, I mean, hey, pat yourself on the back. Battled that out with the rain.
And then you take a look at some of the matchups and let's, you know, everybody talks about private schools, but the thing about private schools is you don't have the community. You really don't. So it's so spread out, like a St. Thomas Aquinas or a Chaminade or a Cardinal Newman or whoever was playing. So from an attendance standpoint, you know, I mean, obviously it was held back. But what did you think about the play? Because we have some really good football players. You know, you look at a Wes Broward, Wes Boca. It was Wes Broward's first ever public school, obviously, not far away, maybe a half hour away, 40 minutes at the most from where FIU is located. And a Wes Boca team that was there last year, won for the first time and then repeated again. Talk about that. Because you had talent, like in that game, Javion Mallory, who was on his way to the University of Miami, did a great job, was the MVP. Heck, a kicker from St. Thomas Aquinas. Johnny DeSalvatore, our hero, who was five field goals. He was the MVP. What do you think of the overall play? You know, we could probably dice up the attendance all, you know, for 10 hours. But what did you think about the play? Because that's what we base our you know, our reputation on here in the state of Florida, because you're in Georgia now, you've been to Tennessee, you've been to Alabama. How does, forget the crowds, but how does our talent, you know, through our 14 teams and our 7 games compare to some of the other teams that you're watching over the last couple weeks?
Well, the game last night that was probably the spectacle here at in Atlanta, it was Buford Carrollton. And, you know, I would love to see go to St. Thomas Aquinas. So I'd love to see them or Wes Broward against Buford and Carrollton. I think both teams have the defenses, and they put that on full display with shutouts against Lakeland and Wes Broward, respectively. And, you know, the way they were able to just kind of dominate those games in kind of different ways. You know, you can take home a defense or go on the road and take that defense and play against anybody. And I think that's what makes them nationally recognized team. You can hear the crowd in the background. You got Jefferson and Sandy Creek here. But I would love to see those two teams on a, you know, up against national powers outside of the state. And they, you know, Aquinas does that at the very beginning of the year. They played Mater Dei, West Boca Raton. They played Bergen Catholic this year. I mean, now looking back at it, the Cardinal Newman, what everybody was kind of, you know, downing them on, doesn't look too bad now. I mean, they beat Chaminade Madonna in the Class 1A title game, and now it's like, hey, they had a pretty good season.
Yeah. Andy Villamarzo is joining us, rivals.com. But what I was going to say, Andy, is you take a look at those teams and you bring up, you know, some of the powers. You look at Northwestern. I mean, this is a program obviously stacked. I mean, they have kids going everywhere, Syracuse, certainly a lot of other schools. You have one of the top quarterbacks in the country for class of 2028 and Neiman Lawrence going against a Jacksonville Reigns team that came in last year unbeaten. This year they came in unbeaten, and a lot of people were a little skeptical. If they play 10 times, I'm not sure Reigns is going to have the majority of wins, but they did on that night. And it made for excitement because of the fact that I think everybody kind of took it for granted that Northwestern was just going to roll. They probably wouldn't give up a point, but they came down to the end and they got beat. And, one of those games where, you know, Reigns kind of, you know, validated themselves, at least for this year, as one of the top teams in the state. Talk about a game like that, because you have talent on both sides, even though, you know, Reigns may not have an abundance of power four type of kids. That, you know, they have kids that can play. They have a lot of athletes. I think they got criticized a lot this year because they never played Jacksonville Bulls. They never played Jacksonville Mandarin, you know, teams in their own area. And they had an opportunity to play against Miami Central to open up the season. And they never played that game. Talk about what you think that if Reigns, how they would match up with, you know, a Northwestern over the long haul. If they play 2-3 times, do you think that they would stay tough, or do you think that Northwestern would get the majority of the wins?
I think if they played 10 times, I think that was the one time they would win. I honestly right. just felt like that was, you know, I thought coaching wise, Northwestern got out coached. That was just, you know, how I viewed it, because I saw one team that, you know, you got so many Division I recruits, I mean, signees, and then the other one, that, like you said, I mean, I'm not going to go David versus Goliath, but, I mean, I thought it was a little bit of a mismatch when you look at, you know, Division I prospects on one side and versus what the other team had, but they had the heart, they had the determination, and they had 364 days to chew over this 41-0 loss from a year ago. So just knowing that for 364 days, they were hoping, praying that they would get this rematch with Northwestern. And if they got that one more opportunity, they were going to make the most of it. And that one time, that one opportunity, I mean, what does Eminem say? One shot, do not miss your chance to blow. Well, they didn't miss their opportunity. So they
might have to give Eminem royalties there.
So yeah, they.
No,
they,
I understand what you're saying. Yeah, no doubt. And obviously, you take a look at now with the new classifications. I think everybody in 2A got a reprieve today because Cardinal Mooney went to 3A. So that kind of reprieved a lot of these teams because I thought, you know, I mean, and I watched St. Thomas and they're great. And but I thought that Cardinal Mooney by the end of the season was that them and St. Thomas Aquinas were 1-2 easily or 1-2 either way, because, and I know you didn't get to that game because you were up watching the other state championships, but you take a look at a lot of these players that Cardinal Mooney has. I mean, and the kid Elijah Golden is going to Notre Dame, stud. Just an out-and-out stud. You know, they had an abundance of talent. They had a lot of size. And, I mean, yeah, they're gonna have to replace a lot of kids. And then you look at Bowles. This is certainly no slouch. I mean, this is a program that's loaded with talent. The Naeem Burrows kids going to Clemson. You had, one of the top, if not the top running back in the country for 2028 and Xander Edwards. Talk about that, because I thought that first game, and it's on a Wednesday, and yeah, it was 50-28, but I thought that Cardinal Newman and Bowles probably had as much talent, you know, collectively as anybody.
Yeah, I wish I could have seen either team during the regular season, and, you know, just to know that game was going to take place with the amount of talent that was going to be on the field or that was on the field. I mean, you just got to look at Class 2A for next season and say, oh, man, I mean, this is going to be one that easily could probably be the best classification of them all. Cardinal Mooney, they do lose a lot. They do have their quarterback, though, that, I mean, I was
and running back.
With, yeah, Kanael Jackson is the, I mean, he had almost 200 yards rushing. Four touchdowns. I mean, Davin Davidson, 6'6", rocket arm. I mean, 22-14. That was the score when they lost to St. Thomas in the preseason. To me, that, and I know so many people hate kind of using scores and determining how good a team is, but I mean, you're not seeing many teams lose only by one score to St. Thomas Aquinas. Yeah. I mean, most teams are losing by 3, 4, or 5 touchdowns, and then you see what happened with Lakeland. I mean, 4 touchdown loss. And that's a team that's been there how many times in a row? So, I mean, both teams should definitely be back in the mix next year. Bowles, bring back Xander Edwards. Asher, I always say his last name.
Giotto.
I say Guido sometimes, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, geez. Either one. Yeah, but he's really good, too. Both of them sophomores and – and that's the one thing. You look around the entire state, whether it be in the Panhandle where you have Pace, Choctaw, schools like that, or in Orlando, where a really good Orlando Jones team. I thought that was probably, for the second year, one of the best games with American Heritage Plantation, who probably you look at, and I know that you agree that you look at somebody like a Mike Smith, the head coach at Heritage, and look at all he went through this year. Lost perhaps the number one quarterback in the country before the season started in Dia Bell. You lost Jonathan Bueno, arguably the balance of the team as a running back. You're without Brandon Bennett, who's going to FSU most of the year with an injury. But yet this is a team that lost 5 times during the year and still won a state championship. And you were standing there when he said in the post game, listen, I'm not going to change what I do. I'll play the same schedule next year. And if it means we lose 5 games, but we're holding that trophy at the end of the year, I'll do it. I mean, you got to commend that team and Coach Smith for what they did.
Yeah. And more coaches, I think, are kind of going with that approach is I'd rather schedule tough, go through the adversity rather than win my 10 games and go into the playoffs basically untested. And you're kind of wondering, well, how are we going to do against some of these upper echelon teams? Well, we're going to find out. Yeah. Mike Smith doesn't need to find out. He already knows. He knows how they're going to match up against the Edna Cars, the St. Thomas Aquinas's, the Chamonix Madonnas, because he's played those teams, because he's coached against them. He knows what his guys are capable of. I mean, I look back at that Edna Carr game, and to go into overtime without your Texas commit or now signee in Dion Bell, you have to put a wide receiver at quarterback with, I don't know how much practice the kid had at the position, probably very little. And you go into overtime and only lose by a touchdown? I mean, to me, I ended up naming him the Florida Coach of the Year because 10-5, I'm ignoring the losses because at the end, this thing culminated with a state championship. And just an extremely impressive job by Coach Smith and his staff.
100%. Andy, let everybody know how they can follow you. I mean, we're going to have you on plenty in the off season, but I just want to let everybody know how they can follow you because you got a lot of good stuff coming up as well.
Absolutely. You can follow me over on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Andy_Villamarzo. And then find my articles over on on3.com. You go to the Rivals section, go down to high school, and you know, got news not just in Florida, but all over the country. A lot of some Florida news today. You got Keith Bam Brown, former Louisville Sandow, new head coach of Miami Norland, and Robbie Pruitt, the only coach in the country to win 200 games in two different states, is now at Union County, one of the newest members of the Sunshine State Athletic Association.
Good stuff. Andy, I can't thank you enough, man. Enjoy. We'll talk soon. Merry Christmas to you and your family. And we enjoyed hanging out with you at all the games.
Yeah. Hey, likewise. Always a great time with you and over at the state championships. Thank you for having me, and Merry Christmas. Thank you.
You too. Andy Villamarzo from Rivals.com does an outstanding job. He's at Georgia right now in the Georgia Dome. They play there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I don't see how they get crowds, but you know what? What the heck? If you're going, you go.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.